Welcome to Primary Attribute. We're a Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master as known in a lot of other systems, and I use they, them pronouns.
Hi, I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the Half-Orc Ranger. We both use they, she pronouns, and Jesse's just having a really fun time playing numbers.
I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard, who is currently melded with Sidroa, the goo monster. So we are known as Weldroa. We answer to any pronouns. But today I'm just playing Wealthy. And because this is, you know, like a weird out of time thing. And Wealthy is doing an acting.
And I'm Wit. I play, in this case, Grix, the kobold illusionist slash mechanic. Steamboat Willie is in the backseat right now. And we're also doing an acting.
Steamboat Willie wakes up in metal box, but he knows what it is. So it's not
Steamboat Willie owns that metal box.
Yes. He is at most temporarily.
Wait, he's back?
Momentarily disoriented.
He's back? He's in...
No, we were just joking that he's in the back seat of the van, wakes up in metal box, a la Wealthy, except he owns the metal box because it's his van.
But that creates so many questions about how he got home.
He's probably dreaming.
The temporary parallel reality of the joke collapses as we continue into... You should rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. It helps people find us. It makes us feel good about what we do. You should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. Erin, would you like to do the very brief recap?
Yes. To recap, everything that happens in the movie The Matrix... happened kind of in this, and we made it up to the scene right before they see the Oracle. So that's what happened last time. All of the Matrix up to the scene where they see the Oracle.
Yeah. So as you might have guessed from that, we are doing an acting because scheduling is tricky. So yeah. As you also may have noticed from the introduction, we are also down one atom this week. And I believe we'll be for the next session as well, depending on the recording schedule. So, Vons is there, but very quiet. Very, very quiet, apparently.
It's Toggle stunt double.
Vons had a situation. He had to go find he had to go deal with a potion that was bubbling over or something.
Or something.
And Gex wants his acting, so.
That's right. Not a patient lizard. All right, so you all are heading into the number grid to go see. There should be an alternate name here. Fuck. No, screw it. You're all going to see
Delphi.
The Oracle.
Delphi. No. Sounds good to me.
We're making the acting our own. It's an interpretation. We're all going to see Delphi. So you all go and you get in your chairs.
Uh-huh. You're Wait, we already did that, didn't we? Weren't we in the room? We're backing
I
up.
We made
That's
it
fine.
To the...
You're on your way.
Okay.
In a vague fashion. And then God themselves rewatched the movie.
Oh, cool. I love it when we have movie at a Temple of Xandra.
I'm all down for God appearing in media. I just don't believe in God outside.
It doesn't really happen until the third acting of the series, and even then it's a little bit vague. So, but all right, so y'all get in your crystal chairs, you got everyone with you. It's very exciting. You're a very energetic person who operates the crystal chairs while you are inside the number grid. Lets you all know to hold on to your hats and glasses. And boom, you're inside. You all look very cool. Shades, you have no weapon. Everyone else has pistols. They're clearly very rude. Do not have shared.
That's okay, because we established that he knows kicking and punching.
Yes, can kick and punch real good. Most important skill. But so most of your crew is going to stay behind. Hope is going to drive you. Trio, Mistopheles, Shades, you're all in the car. You're leaving behind Toggle, Hamster, and Code to, you know, make sure everything's ready for when you get back. You gotta exit through this space because, you know, there's special conduits you gotta go through. You can't just use any of them. You certainly can't use the wireless ones.
But all right. I don't know what that means, but okay.
Well, you can't use the communication orbs. You can only use communication things that are hooked up to conduits. Magic conduits, you see.
Do they not have rats?
No. It truly is a more primitive civilization.
Oh, fucking weird. They should make friends with the rats.
Yeah, this was set at the year 99 of several centuries ago, so the rat network wasn't really a thing then. Well, it was very expensive. So, you could only send your address. Anyway. So, you all are in the car. If you want to have any deep, meaningful conversations, you can.
I mean, should we?
Frio's sitting beside Shades, blinking her eyes at him.
Yeah, that was most of it, honestly. Do you want to give him any advice before he heads in to see Delphi?
Don't be mean or weird.
Listen to what she has to say, which we know you won't, or maybe you will. I don't remember the story that well.
All right, Mistoffelee.
I feel like there's going to be like some kind of like silverware metaphor that you're going to have to like remember. Maybe?
We'll find out.
And it'll be quoted by everyone for the next 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Constantly.
At least.
Mm-hmm.
The old Dharmaka and Jalada Tanagra problem.
Uh-huh.
All right. Mistoffelees, you take Shades in. This place looks pretty run down. You get in an elevator that is somehow sketchier than every other lift you've been in, while still being functional. There's a lot of sketchy elevators in this acting. And you make it to what looks like a normal apartment door.
Cool. Great. Mm-hmm. I knock.
You go to knock and the door opens right before you hit your knuckles hit.
Whoa. It's like she's psychic or something.
A woman is there who gestures you inside and lucky if you would. All right. Page flipping script noises. Shades, we've been expecting you. Mistoffelees, you can wait out here and we'll show you into the... And Shades will show you into the room with the other potentials to wait.
Potentials?
Yeah. Apparently you aren't the only one in the running to be the one.
The guy.
I knew we used a different term last time. Sorry, Vaughn's stepping out of the room really threw me off. So...
He had an urgent rat.
Gendered.
Yeah, the guy is not gendered.
The guy, parentheses, gender neutral.
Yeah.
Apparently, you aren't the only one that is in the running to be the guy. You go into a room to wait. It is a nice living room area. Everyone else here is a child. You've got kids sitting quietly, kids making stuff float. And then they're sitting cross-legged, looking up at you with a look of expectation.
Uh-huh. Yes, so, hello. Hello, thematically.
Yes, it is I, thematically important child.
Hello, thematically important child.
Hello.
I'm Shades.
Is that my child or, Mitt?
It's Mitt.
Okay.
Yeah, I played Pod Important Child. It was very different.
I thought Mitt was one of the agents.
Yeah, Mitt was... I thought Mitt was one of the agents last time.
Yeah, Mitt's one of the agents.
In an acting, people can play multiple roles.
Also, well, I thought I remember that Jesse's kid was a plot-relevant child. Plot-relevant child.
Yeah, this is plot-important child.
Okay.
This is thematically important child.
Okay.
Also, I believe this acting is taking place in that empty room in a fermenting fox.
Yeah.
So...
We let children in there.
Oh, yeah, but, like, I don't think Jesse's kid's going to just wander in.
No, I would have brought them.
They like to play under the brewing equipment. It's fine.
I brought them so that they could hang out and do the acting with us, maybe. I mean, it doesn't matter. They shouldn't have speaking roles because...
Child labor laws.
I don't want Ian to have to do a different child voice, but, you know. Oh, God, my nose is bleeding.
Take five. You're in the waiting room anyway. All right.
Okay.
So, yes, it is I, thematically important child.
Hello, thematically important child. I'm Shades. What are you doing here?
Well, right now I'm bending this fork with my mind, but it snapped back to straight, so I can talk to you about it, I guess.
Oh, interesting.
Do you want to try bending one?
Sure.
Shades, make an intelligence check.
Okay. Not wisdom.
Man, it should probably be wisdom. You're right. Make a wisdom check.
That's actually worse. I argued for a worse.
You did.
I argued for a worse because I felt it was right.
This is why you should never do the right thing, dear listener.
Sorry, I didn't have my dice up.
This is the my husband wit story.
I made it harder because I tried to do the right thing.
Yeah.
Man, what a mood.
22. Not prime. Definitely not prime. As far from prime as you could imagine.
All right. The fork begins to bend. Well, as you concentrate on it, thematically important child, if you will. Just remember, this is all a construct. And, you know, so by bending the fork, you're bending yourself or you're bending the construct.
Bending both.
Oh. So what you're saying is, the real way to bend the fork permanently with my mind is to just bend it with my hands, because my hands are my mind here.
No, it was more of a... your mind is affecting everything, and you are just a projection of your mind-ish?
Exactly. So if I just do this, and I bend the fork with my fingers...
Jesse, from off screen, is just like... has like her head in her hands.
Did you hear Wilsey just going, jeez?
No, I got this. This philosophy stuff is easy.
Well, I suppose that's one approach.
Thanks, right. Kid.
All right. Having missed the point of the scene, you are called into... you are called into Delphi's chamber. Delphi's chamber. Delphi II. It is a kitchen.
Oh. Hello?
I just hold on 1 second.
Oh. Sorry, I got to load.
No. The seed cakes are almost finished baking.
Ah.
Also, don't worry about the priceless statue.
I won't.
At the mention of seed cakes, Wellesley perks up. Are we having snacks?
Grix, as you move to settle into late, you knock over a priceless statue. It shatters.
Oh, I didn't notice that there.
Huh. All right. Seed cakes, done.
Excellent.
All right, so Shades.
Yes. Mephistopheles. Mephistopheles? Wait.
Mephistopheles.
Told me to come talk to you. He said you'd have answers.
Well, they, but sure. At least in this instance.
Who's playing Mephistopheles? Forgot.
Me.
Oh, oops.
It's the one set of pronouns I don't use. It's fine.
They said that you'd have answers.
Yes, but what do you think I'm going to say to you? Because you might already have the answer. But first, let me take a look at you.
Okay. Is this like a checkup? Do I need to put on a hospital gown or something?
I mean, if that floats your boat, but no, honestly not.
Okay. I'm waiting. Ready.
Sorry, I was trying to figure out which voice to narrate this part in. So Gex looks you over. A little awkward when you're dealing with someone who is primarily quadruped, but he can get back on his back legs and kind of use his hands.
I can sit down. I can squat.
We've all seen the Geico Gecko.
Yeah.
Also, Grix is short, so yeah.
It was more making it so Gex didn't climb up him kind of thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
But yeah, so goes, looks you over, just goes. Okay, now this is the part where I'm just say, interesting, or
What do you see?
I think you already know the answer to that. So you should tell me what you think the answer is. We're here evaluating if you're the one or not.
I'm statistically probably not the one. The guy. I'm statistically probably not the guy.
Right. Yeah, so, you know, you got the stuff. That doesn't seem to have you've picked up that mantle yet, or mantled or whatever. Damn it, I was trying to make a Morrowind reference and I biffed it. All right, so, yeah, you got the stuff, but you don't seem to be the guy.
Well, that's too bad.
But there is something I need to tell you.
Yeah.
At some point here, because you know Mephistopheles.
Oh, I know Mephistopheles for all of, like, 12 hours now.
Really important 12 hours.
Yeah.
And Mephistopheles believes that you are the guy.
Right. So he's going to be real, they're going to be real sad.
To the point, well, the thing is, you're not going to convince them otherwise. And they are going to be willing to die for that belief. And at some point, you're going to get to choose between you living and them living. And I can't tell you how to make that choice. I can't tell you what choice you're going to make. But, you know, it's going to suck, so have fun.
Okay. Well, that's heavy. Thanks.
Sorry, it's not better news. But here, have some seed cake.
Can I take two? I think that I know someone who's, like, itching over there for a seed cake.
Hell, take three.
Oh, he thought of me! Too.
Oh, great.
Shades really is the one. The
but
guy.
We've also
the
been
guy.
Drilling on the floor.
The All right, I take three seed cakes.
Once you finish eating it, you'll feel right as rain.
And
you head back out, and you see Mistopheles.
Oh, hey, how's it going? Was that okay? So you're the guy, huh?
It doesn't seem to be so, no.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. I guess we'll try something else.
Yeah, I mean, there seem to be a lot of candidates out here. Probably somebody is the guy.
Remember that you have unshakable faith that Shades is the guy.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Oh, no, I mean, like, probably he is the guy. It's fine. We'll figure it out.
You also know that Delphi tends to tell people exactly what they need to hear, but I think that line comes later. So, at any rate, you have this touching exchange of philosophical ideas, and you all go back to the abandoned apartment building, one of many, where you are going to leave the number grid.
Okay.
You get back, no troubles, and you head inside.
It's like a bright sunny day out, right? Like,
yeah, actually, it is. Yep.
Oh, cool.
Very important. And you all are headed back up the stairs to where a hamster and Code are waiting for you to, you know, they secured the exit, basically.
Yeah.
And, Shades, make a wisdom check.
Okay.
So you wind up this very long, spiraling flights of stairs.
Damn it. 18. Not prime.
Good enough.
Woo!
You go and you look and you see a cute cat. It walks by. It shakes itself. It continues on again. And then a cat walks by, shakes itself, looks at you, and walks off again. They look exactly the same.
Huh, twin cats. Cool.
Wait, what?
Oh,
Nah, man. That's not a thing. That's a bad thing.
What?
That means bad shit's about to happen.
Twin cats?
Yeah, because they, like... When
it's like a mirror and 7 years bad luck kind of thing.
When you, like, see things...
No, it's worse
things...
than that.
No, like, when you, like, see a thing and then you see the same thing again, like, that usually means that they, like, reset the number grid, and, like, that means that we're about to have, like, bad shit happen.
I think
like some of those guys are gonna, not the guy, but like other kind of guys, the bad guys are about to come, so we're gonna have to fight. We get ready to fight.
You all start hustling up the stairs right before you go, Shades. Copa reaches around his back and pulls out.
Wait, who does?
Another. Copa. Beloved Copa. Driver.
Oh.
Cool-looking person.
Okay.
You know, Copa. He's got like five lines. Cute, though. But anyway. Reaches around behind his back and pulls out another weapon for you. Just hands it over and says, hopefully you won't need it. And you all start running up the stairs.
Run.
Uh-huh.
Yep, run.
You all are running up as you, Trio, you got a call on your portable communication orb.
Trio.
And it's Beryl, your
Beryl.
Operator. You know, like a tank, but smaller.
Yeah.
And he says, listen, they cut the hard conduit. They're there, like,
oh, no!
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
And as you head up the stairs, you hear the sound of, hey, Grix, what did you call them in Sword Sprinter?
What do you mean? What?
The things that are definitely not guns. Are they just wands? Gun wands?
Yeah, I think I said gun wands. Wands.
Yeah, we have wands.
You hear the bark of two heavy-duty automatic wands going off, followed by burst fire from other wands. You have a feeling you just lost Hamster.
Oh, no. Oh, that sucks.
That's terrible.
What do we do?
We're continuing on, though.
Yeah, we gotta get out.
All right, you gotta get out of there. So, Mistopheles, make a wisdom check for how to get out of this building. As you look over the rail, you see people swarming up the stairs to come get you, so you can't go out the way you came.
That's 24 on a prime.
you know that the main conduit walls and plumbing walls of these kinds of buildings tend to have more space in them. So you get Beryl to give you directions, and you all knock a hole in the wall and slide down inside it right before some of the police come in to look for you.
Huh.
Oh, no.
You all hold very still as their lantern light sweeps over you, and then they move on. But they're still swarming this building. You'll have to try to get out through the basement, which you can get to if you can get all the way down this thing.
We start going down.
Yeah, okay, we just, like, climb down, I guess, if we can climb, like, past floors and shit.
I should vaguely remember this.
Make strength or dexterity checks.
Oh, God. Oh, I don't even have my...
Also, thank you all for lining up on the set so we can see you all going down a narrow space from the side.
Yeah.
It's good cool cinematography. For the audience. Yeah.
I got a 27 on a prime.
I got 29 on a prime.
19, not a prime.
I'm sorry, 29 on a not prime. I am not strong.
But you are dexterous, and you were allowed to use that too.
Oh, okay. Then I got a 29 on a dex.
Huh. All right. Kulpa's struggling a bit, but between all of you, figures it out. Toggle's fine. But you all go, and you hear someone coming, and you freeze. And you're all staying very, very quiet. When, Shades, you have to shift your foot a little bit. Stay steady. And it rains some old construction dust down on Code's head. You hear him start coughing.
Uh-oh.
And he's trying to cough into his elbow. But then, despite his best efforts, he sneezes.
The dust is not real. The dust is not real. There is no dust.
Maybe that works for you, you. And then you can hear that one of the police outside has heard you.
Uh-oh. Obvious.
Oh, no!
And you hear him transform into one of these.
Werewolf?
No. And I, filling in for Vons as intimidating person known as an agent, have taken over. Kex puts on some sunglasses.
And a tie.
Yes. Side note, I like that Hugo Weaving has been 50 for 30 continuous years.
I know he hasn't aged a damn day. He's currently playing a character on Apple TV's Slow Horses, and it took me forever to figure out that it was Hugo Weaving, because he was using an American accent and he had a beard, and it just...
Yeah, that beard looks like... That
changes him. It changes him dramatically. Anyway, yes, but he still looks the same as he did back then.
All right, and I punch through the wall and I grab Shades. Is anyone going to, like, try and stop me?
I'm going to grab Shades, too, if I can.
All right. Both of you make strength checks.
Oh, God.
That's a dirty 20.
That is a 29 on a not prime.
All right. Trio, you manage to grab Shades and try to start tugging him downwards. Mistopheles, you get a good grip, but you realize that the power of my mighty thews as one of these intimidating agent folks, you're going to need to take me down, or at least distract me.
Oh, I'll, like, punch you in the face, I guess. That's right. Usually pretty distracting.
You go and you plow out through the wall to punch me in the face. Make an attack roll.
Kind of attack.
A melee attack roll.
I don't have that on my sheet. Can you remind
plus
me?
Plus base attack, plus plus strength.
Use the same thing as your sword.
Okay. I rolled a 13 plus 9 for my base to hit, plus 1 for my strength. So that's 23.
What does it look like as you burst out of the wall to take this guy, to take me, intimidating agent guy, down?
I just look, I'm covered in, like, dust and shit, and, I just look like a ghost came out of the wall.
Ah, ghost.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna kill you.
Oh, no. You can't kill me. I'm stronger than you. You should probably tell everyone else to run. I'm very scary.
Yeah, everybody run. He's really scary.
Okay, I'm going to drag...
Toggle and Cope are just like, yep, bye. Start sliding down the wall.
I'm going to grab Shades.
And I will naturally heroically try to resist a little bit, but I'll go.
Yeah, but trios.
But like, I make it clear that I don't want to.
I don't want to either. We'll come find you, Mistopheles.
You start sliding on down the wall.
Oh yeah, no worries. I got a lot of hit points.
All right, Mistopheles, I'm beating on you. It's real complicated. Make a strength check.
Oh me. I'm so sorry.
Who's Mistopheles?
I'm really sorry. You said strength check?
Yeah. We're going to simplify this fight.
Oh, that's a 30 on a prime.
You fight amazingly. It doesn't seem to matter. For you are not the guy. And every man, woman, non-binary person, other gender identities as needed, who stood against one of these intimidating agent dudes, has failed. You get in some good hits. You try to headbutt him. Headbutt you back. You get tossed around. Porcelain is broken. But eventually, it's too much. You are bloodied. And I call in the police.
Oh, that's bad, man.
Yes, the police of this universe are evil.
Oh.
In a marked contrast to our carefully constructed system. And they swarm in and they hit you with really surprisingly damaging sticks.
Owie.
Yes.
Owie, owie. Hey, man. Hey, stop doing that.
I'm required to by the script. Also, this is made of foam.
No, I know. I'm just like, you know, saying my lines, man.
Uh-huh.
It's fine.
I apologize. I worry. I don't normally do an acting.
Oh, no, you're doing great. It's real scary when you, are doing creepy, creepy things.
Thank you very much. Meanwhile, in the basement, the rest of you all tumble out. You know that there is an exit nearby you can get up through the sewers. But the police are there. Oh no. They're firing their wands. Make dex checks to scramble away.
That's a 29 on a prime.
25, not a prime. We run good.
You run good. You all
run excellent.
Take cover initially and then toggle and copa. Fire at the police to give you some extra cover. As Trio, you wrench the grate open, and the rest of you start disappearing. But Code, poor Code, trips.
Uh-oh.
And while you call out for him, Trio, cue. This is your cue to yell for him.
Oh,
There you go.
Copa!
You yell loud enough to damage a hypothetical microphone. Code knows you care. Because it's Code that fell, not Copa, but that's okay. They're real close. Spelling.
Okay.
And you go and you...
Oh, that... Yeah.
But you're forced to leave him behind.
Oh, no!
And you scramble on out to the street and start following Beryl's instructions to go to an old brewing repair shop on the corner of A and 3rd.
Okay. I lead us over there.
Okay.
And as you're walking.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to look as unsuspicious as possible.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, make charisma checks to be unsuspicious in your extremely stylish clothing. Expensive Italian sunglasses.
That is a 26 on a so not prime.
18
What's
on a prime.
Italian?
Oh, you know Italy, the custom glasses maker down in the market hall gave me a real good deal on these.
Oh.
It's right near Switzerland where the fondue that we don't have comes from.
Oh, okay.
They also make all the best watches.
Grix has been reading that almanac that Steamboat Willie and Cool Vons inexplicably wrought with them.
Well, Steamboat Willie heard about time travel from Back to the Future and so grabbed an almanac because he was like, oh, I'm going to make so much money off of this. And then
not really understanding.
Parallel dimensions are a totally different thing.
Have this almanac from 1989 in the year 2005.
Uh-huh. I'm going to make so much money.
Maybe past performance will indicate future results. Uh-huh. I just don't know. All right. So sorry. What were your results?
Oh. 18 prime. Excuse me. 24. Excuse me. 24 prime. And 28 not prime for Trio, if I remember correct.
Mine was 26 on a not prime.
Oh, 26.
Sorry, my dog was going.
We understood.
Yeah. All right, you all managed to look real cool, but not too cool. So you slink through the alleys and back streets, and end up at the repair shop.
Oh, good. We're safe. Oh,
yes.
You go right. And you pick up. Well, you dial the communication orb attached to the hard conduit to make a call. When okay. Who should answer? But not Beryl, but Code.
Oh.
Why is Code already in the... Why are you already in the... Out!
You know, Trio, I had a real thing for you once.
Oh, shit.
In a creepy, unprofessional way.
Well, that's, like, really creepy, man.
That's shit!
And listen, I am sick of this whole real-world thing. I want to go back into the number grid.
Then just do it.
That's not what you want to do!
Do you want to remember all the terrible truths we've learned?
Well,
everything's cold, and the food sucks.
But we're free! But we're free, Code!
Ignorance is bliss, Trio.
You're full of shit! What are you gonna do?
I cut a deal, and now I'm gonna live up to my end of it.
No! No! No, you can't do that! No!
Say goodbye to old Copa.
No! And I look at Copa.
Copa looks at you and goes, Trio, and then collapses.
Uh-oh.
Dead.
Oh, no.
No!
Now, if you got anything terribly important to say to Toggle, Vons, get back in here for a second.
Vons, your mouth is full of cockroach nachos. Oh, no, you can't talk right now.
Just in case you can't show back up, I'll do my best Vons impression.
No, let me do it. Not okay. Like this.
good job.
Toggle, no. Tragic. All right. Now, Trio, I want you to remember the thing I said earlier, where I was being all creepy.
Fuck you.
Well, listen. I know you got a thing for Shades. I have seen you making eyes at him. And listen. If he's the guy, like Mistopheles thinks he is, then I shouldn't be able to unplug this crystal.
No!
It would take a miracle, an act from on high, to stop me. Shades, Trio is looking at you with a very scared look in her eyes.
Yes?
Yeah. Yeah.
What happens?
I don't know. I can't do anything about it.
Well, it was just more if you wanted to say anything or just make dramatic eye contact.
I make dramatic eye contact.
Thank you for helping me in this audio medium.
Yes.
I make dramatic eye contact back.
You hear a loud noise on the other end of the communication orb.
The fuck?
And then, Beryl is back on.
Beryl, what happened?
You'll just need to get out here. We need to get you out of there fast, so.
Yeah.
You are both brought back out.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Into the Frymeath.
Into the Frymeath, yes.
You look around, you see that Toggle and Copa are dead in their chairs.
No. Oh, no.
Oh, that's a bummer.
You see that steam shovel.
Okay.
Who Shades did a bunch of work on you when you were recovering.
Uh-huh.
Is charred on the floor.
Oh.
The victim of an errant Burning Hands wand, or perhaps not so errant.
Uh-oh.
Beryl is injured as well.
Oh.
You okay?
I'll be fine.
Yeah, you
until my role's eliminated for the second acting.
Yeah, well, you didn't need to be such an asshole.
Yeah, the original actor kept showing up drunk.
Anyway.
And Colet is also dead, but no one cares about him anymore because he was a jerk.
He was a jerk. And he got
didn't stand for
stuff.
Cool, ordinary dude extraordinaire. Standed for cowardly, ordinary dude extraordinaire.
He got Mistopheles. Mistopheles has been captured. We need to find him.
Well, I mean, we should be able to figure out where he is. Let me just do some typing for... Sorry. Listen, I keep imagining this...
I keep
imagining this incredibly handsome...
Hey, fuck you, I'm like...
person.
Bald black guy?
Hey, yeah. Fuck you, I'm like very attractive.
No, you are too. It's just I saw the original acting recently, so... they got the original cast back together. It was really cool.
Weird.
Yeah, I know, it's on me. I apologize. All right. So I, Beryl, should be able to trace them. Type. Okay. But quite honestly, they're being held in a military-controlled building by a bunch of intimidating agent guys.
That won't stop us.
Gotta go get them.
M.
And if the thing is, if they get tortured, the intimidating agent guys will get the access codes.
No, they won't.
To the Narrows, really... the last human city.
To where?
The Narrows.
The Narrows.
The last human city.
Oh.
But where? Yeah. Where's all the other species?
/ Foxhole, / Kobold, / X. Again, this was set in olden times. This was originally written for a mostly human cultural space.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, like, when we were talking earlier. Yeah, like, we're fighting the guys, just the bad guys, and they're, like, there's, like, no more, like, people except, like, bad guys and us. And, it's not, like, super clear, how it started, but, like, we kinda, like, destroyed, the ability to, like, live kind of around, which is, you know, like, really bad, yeah, but also, yeah. I feel like it makes sense.
They blotted out the sky.
Yeah, we, like, we're definitely the ones that, like, fucked up the sky, so.
Yeah, yeah.
An allegory? For what is currently going on?
On the
impossible
arcs?
To say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some parts of the acting hit different. In the year some of parts... our arcs, 581 years after launch.
Yeah.
Narrator. And some parts hit way harder and worse. In 2025. And it's very depressing.
Yeah.
But all right.
The current way that AI is could never.
Because it's not true AI. So any similarities will be completely self-caused because we are stupid. That's tough for another podcast listener. Because between this group, we could go on about it for hours. But all right. You remember this explanation, along with the explanation Beryl totally gave you earlier about the Narrows.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I've known it for stuff. A while.
Yes, mostly Shades. Our audience surrogate character.
We're getting Shades up to speed on what the fuck is going on. Because, you know, if he's the guy, we need him to know shit a little bit.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
And he knows the original of the guy freed everyone to found the Narrows. So, you know, no pressure. But yeah, so there's clearly no way we could save Mistopheles. So we gotta just pull his plug. The only way to keep that information safe, because they will break him at some point.
No!
This magical crystal reading will read differently.
No, we can save him!
That's not your line.
Okay.
What?
But somebody's gotta say it.
Yeah, we gotta save him. We already said that. Both of us have already said that.
Multiple times!
You jumped ahead in the script. I was trying to make for the proper dramatic moment where you, Shades, make a decision to save Mistopheles.
We're saving him!
This could be at the cost of your own life.
I understand
that.
That's fine. I'm not the guy, so it doesn't matter.
Well,
he is the guy.
That's a tautology.
Hey, man, I'm pretty sure he's the guy. Like, why do you keep saying...
That's both a tautology and circular reasoning at once, which is interesting.
And in this mental storm, you head back into the chairs.
Okay.
You are brought into the void. It is all light. It is where you get cool things. What do you need for your mission? To save Mistopheles.
Wands. We need lots of wands.
Shelves upon shelves, holding racks upon racks of wands, sliding out of nowhere. You have every wand you could want. If one were a wand nerd, this would be a wet dream. How many wands do you take? Is it basically as many as you can fit
wands.
On your person?
Yeah, like 12.
We start just putting wands into pockets, hanging them off belt hooks, you know, just all the wands, stuffing them up coat sleeves.
And as we are all aware, you can't reload a wand. And so you're just going to have to use them and drop them. Every time. And what would be a shocking waste were this not all, not the number grid.
Yeah, they're all imaginary. Why do we need to get them now? Why can't we just summon them once we're in the number grid?
Because you don't know you're the one yet.
Because we can't break through the number grid completely. Oh. We can get you in and out, but only via those lines. So you need to take your equipment in with you. Because as soon as you walk away, we'd be summoning it in, but it would just be like falling into a warehouse somewhere.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's the reasoning.
Sure. Sounds plausible.
Also, you are not yet aware that you are the one.
I know. I just said that.
I think he was asking in a more generalized sense. Why can't we?
Why can't we all just do that? Like.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I can't do it because I'm not the one. Anyway, so let's go.
You head out of the void. You see a black screen of the spinning circle for almost 2 minutes, and then you are in.
Well, these are fast load times.
Yeah. Someday we're gonna move off spinning crystals, but until then.
Like we have like a really good network of crystals, and so like it takes like less time to buffer.
Yeah. All right, and then you're in, and you journey to the building where Mistopheles is being held. It is very tall, to an intimidating degree. It is very corporate. And shades, you walk in.
Yep.
And you have to go through their magical detection gate.
Oh.
You know, you put your bag in, it goes, guy starts cranking the thing to move the conveyor belt for them to scan it while you walk through an archway, which makes an intimidating ding and shows a red light. And when the security guard sidles up to you, you'll need to remove any change, keys, anything like that.
We pull out our wands.
Yeah, here you go.
Holy shit. they move to attack you.
And we start bang, 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 bang.
Yeah.
Make dexterity and charisma checks each to look cool.
Oh, okay. All right, dexterity first.
Dexterity first.
Okay. That's interesting. Let's see where you go with that.
No.
I got a natural one.
I got a two, and that would make that 13. Yeah, that's no good. And then
I got 24 on charisma, which is prime, and so I look really cool fucking up.
I'm at 28 on a non-prime, but I look pretty fucking hot too.
I mean, your character's hot as hell. It makes sense. Trio.
Yep.
You scramble. Wand shots fly everywhere, but you manage to make it behind a column.
Damn right I do.
Barely. There's only one problem. You dropped your weapon.
Uh-oh. Wait. I have lots of weapons. Don't I?
Listen. your outfit is skin tight.
Well, that's true. Okay, what do I do? What do I need to do?
Well, you're going to need to punch real good. But first.
Well, I know kung fu.
But first, shades. You go to move.
Yeah.
You trip over the duffel bag y'all brought with you, full of even more wands and other enchanted items. And you take a wand shot directly to the leg. You manage to turn it into a tumble as you get behind a column, but you're going to have trouble walking.
Uh-oh.
Much less fighting.
But wait, I don't need to walk, because my mind can just, like, propel me forward, like, when a video
game glitches
and the character doesn't, the avatar doesn't, like, have the walking motion, but it still moves forward.
Make a wisdom check.
There are no legs. 18, not prime. That seems advanced for me right now, probably.
You fail to do a Fallout 3 speedrunner trick of breaking your legs and then quick load.
My frames!
I could remember people's names, but this is what I know instead, apparently.
Fair.
All right. Yeah, that's a little too advanced for you, buddy. You're able to get yourself up on one leg, hopping a bit. You do have your guns, but you're also being fired on from several directions as you hide behind this column, and it is it's flaking to pieces pretty fast. So you don't know how long it's gonna last.
I'm gonna try to like stand up and then do a cartwheel where I swap the wand between my hands in mid cartwheel and shoot while cartwheeling.
Trying to get to another piece of cover.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Trio, what are you doing?
Least efficient way possible.
I'm watching Shades and trying to remember what I'm supposed to do.
Make an intelligence check.
Nat 20.
Oh, that's great.
You see that some people are moving to flank shades. Oh! And you know that gives them a huge bonus on their to hit and critical percentage chances.
Okay.
Are you going to try and stop them?
Yeah, I'm going to jump out from behind the column and go, wugga, wugga, wugga!
Yep, I remember that line.
I mean, like, who among us, like, didn't have the shirt that just said, like, I'm going to get you, wugga, wugga, wugga.
Alrighty, make an attack roll.
Okay.
But roll twice and take the better, and add a d6 to whatever you get.
Okay, just
a It's second. A melee attack roll. That thing you're definitely the best at.
So that's a...
Luckily, these guys are 20. Scrubs.
Okay, that's a 2. And let's roll again, and that's an 11. Which doesn't really help me, because it doesn't get me over 12.
Well, this was an attack roll.
Well, okay.
So you guys said you got a 20?
I got a 20 in intelligence, but I don't have... I got a 2 and an 11 on the attack rolls.
And then you add a d6?
Oh, and I add a d6, which is 15.
All right. These guys are just the security guards. They're not the military, really. So
okay.
You go and do wubba 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 up to one. Punch him in the face. Grab his gun. Throat punch him. Throw him to the ground. Take his gun and then shoot the guy that was next to him.
Want.
Well, shades. Did I even make a dexterity check yet? Do that.
No. Not yet.
So you tried a cartwheel all fancy.
Oh, right? I did. Yeah, I rolled. Sorry, I rolled it, but I didn't say. I got a 23.
All right, make an attack roll.
16.
You do a no-handed cartwheel, basically.
Uh-huh.
Swapping the wand. And one-legged. And you manage to shoot several of these guards with your wand.
Uh-huh.
Before accidentally landing on your bad leg. And ending up with your back against another one of these columns. Dust rains everywhere, but you are currently, at least temporarily, safe. There's still some more of these guys left. Both of you, how do you approach moving further down the lobby?
We tiptoe.
Well, they know where you are, and they're raining. They're raining wand shots at you, so you can tiptoe, but it'll be kind of slow.
I grab a wand from the bag, and I do a cartwheel while I'm shooting, as I go from one column to the next.
You take advantage.
I think that might have been Neo, but tough shit. I got it.
I mean, he literally did that.
We all do cartwheels. Like,
yeah. You know. We all do cartwheels.
You take advantage of the very duffel bag that betrayed Shades and redeem it in the eyes of the viewer by grabbing a weapon from it and attempting the well-known combat cartwheel. Make a dexterity check. There are no guard dogs in this scene. Why we chose to have a dog daycare in the brewery is beyond me.
he has been wired for Jesus tonight. So I'm rolling for what?
Dexterity. To do your combat cartwheel.
That is a 14. 3 on the die.
Also make an attack roll.
Oh god. You're just trying to kill me, aren't you?
You
that
shades.
That is a three.
You attempt the combat cartwheel. You're, if anything, more agile and flexible than Shades. This should be easy for you. But as you go to land your hand, it lands on a piece of one of the columns, marble fronts that has been shot off, and it skids out from underneath you. And you fall sprawled on the ground. You try to fire at a security guard who ends up roughly in your, you know, field of view. But it goes wild and just shoots into the ceiling. The ceiling, which has done nothing to you, feels sadness.
Okay.
And one of the guards attacks you.
Well, I do know how to punch.
But you are being attacked.
Okay.
We take turns in this construct.
Yes, I understand that.
You take 10 points of damage.
Oh, no.
In this game-like framework we are using to represent your health in this acting.
Okay.
Also, it occurs to me, Shays, you took 8 points of damage earlier when your leg was shot.
That makes sense.
Yeah, sometimes the game logic damage gets a little laggy.
Yeah.
Resolves a bunch of scripts at once. It's a known bug.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm at 14 now.
All right. Shades, you are injured and behind a column. Trio, you have guys surrounding you.
Yeah.
Pointing wands at you. Yeah. What do each of you do?
I'm going
to... Jesse, would you like to play a security guard?
No, I'm good.
Okay. We had an extra hat, so I wanted to check.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Cool. All right.
I'm just making, like, I'm making, like prey animal noises upstairs. It's fine.
Dramatic.
Cow noises?
Beat up so bad.
You're doing a really good job of portraying both confusion at the conversation you're probably having right now and also being drugged. It's an impressive piece of face acting. Good
job. It's like weird how much I'm getting beaten up and also asked questions.
Yes.
I'm doing a great job at not giving everything away.
But it's clearly very rough on you. Amazing. Encore. Bravo. All right. So, Trio and Shades, how do you try to solve your predicament? You do have a line on the A shot, not a good shot, but A shot on some of the guys surrounding Trio. But you also have people approaching your own position.
Is there like a good like pathway that I can get down, that I can go down between the group of people coming at me and the group of people coming at Trio?
I mean, you guys are on opposite sides of this lobby. You can try to scramble across the lobby. That'd be pretty tough.
What I'm going to do is there's a janitor's cart that's been left there. And I'm going to leap on it and like belly surf on it down the length of the thing so that I'm not using my leg. And then also I can fire guns in both directions.
Okay, so you're going to take it and like...
Once. Fire once.
Swing down the lobby.
Yeah.
Probably back towards the front.
Yeah, try to get to Trio.
Okay. And then Trio, what are you doing?
I am trying to get further into the room.
Well, by you're on your going back and behind columns. Now, so.
I am surrounded. Fudge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, then you're I'm gonna do some kind of, you know, like anime power bam 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 bam. And just punch everybody out.
Thank you for clarifying. For those of us who aren't nerds, so we don't watch anime. I'm just kidding. Anime is great.
Well, I saw so much of it while I was over on the other dimension. I didn't get any sleep. I was just watching TV.
You watched much
TV.
You watched so much Toonami. It's like not even reasonable.
Oh, man. Hope everyone makes it out okay at the end of Cowboy Bebop.
Ian!
They did. They were fine. It just like in the movie Shane.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sweetie.
Shane is fine.
Shane ends so well. Shane!
You should at least know about that from Pulp Fiction. They do have a long conversation about Shane in Pulp Fiction. It's fine.
Oh, I don't remember that actually.
I don't remember the conversation about Shane, but
they do.
I saw Shane like five or 6 years ago.
Which of them?
John Travolta and
Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, you know, I can't. I don't think I thought at all ever about any of the things that they're talking about.
Oh, they have some fascinating conversations. Anyway, we're so off topic.
I kind of want to go back and rewatch Pulp Fiction now.
We should do that acting someday. It'll be a disaster.
That'll be such a fucking disaster. It'll have to be non-linear somehow.
I was going to say, you know what works really well in episodic audio mediums and anachronistic order?
I don't know. The film re-roll of the Memento was so good.
I feel like that makes more sense because that is in actual like reverse chronological order.
And then they had a different.
There's a lot.
They had a different player for each, consciousness period.
Yeah, each time he lost focus.
Oh wow!
They played it in correct chronological order, and then they cut the audio for the podcast in reverse order.
Yeah.
Oh, I kind of like that.
So no, the new player doesn't know what their character was just doing, and it goes wildly off script. So they have no context for what's going on.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah. Anyway,
I don't know how
we would do that. I mean, with
we'd Pulp Fiction. Basically have to figure out how
we'd have to play each group's thing chronologically.
Yes.
Yeah.
But basically, we'd have to play the entire movie in whatever the actual chronological order of events is, and then cut it into
random
pieces, I guess. That would take a lot more effort, I think, than usual for these filler episodes for the actings.
It could be fun, though.
Which I'm not opposed to. I'm not opposed to. I just am like, oh, that would be a lot of work.
We're getting off topic here, but I have an idea for another thing that I want to... And we're off topic. We're way off topic.
Put it in the meta.
I was going to say...
At the bottom, I have a section.
I'm going to say if we ever want to do a longer thing like that, even if it's an acting, but you know, it's several episodes long, we do it like a Xeno attribute style thing where it's a side.
Yeah, yeah.
Continual. That would be cool. Anyway, though. All right. So, Trio, did I have you roll to go bam, bam, bam?
No, you did not.
Make an attack roll. And then... Grix, I need you to make a dexterity check.
Yeah.
That's a nat 20.
Holy shit. By which I mean, whoa.
Oh, man. Is she the guy?
Oh.
I feel like...
Twist.
I feel like maybe signs are actually legitimately pointing to she's the guy and not Shades.
Honestly?
Shades, the MacGuffin or the red herring? That was kind of
a joke. Here's a red pen. See what you can do about the rest of the script if we try to take it this direction. All right, so what did you guys get?
I got a 25.
I got a nat 20,
right.
Yeah.
All right. Shades.
Yeah.
You go and you take this janitor's cart and, you know, manage to get on it in such a way that none of the tools or the trash can or whatever get in your way, and you slide it across as you fire everywhere. You take down multiple of these guards and go to Trio's rescue. Trio.
Mm-hmm. He's rescuing me. Bah, 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 bah.
You have this moment of flutter while you go. And for a brief second, you remember what you heard Mistopheles telling Shades during a training session. That happened off stage, so to speak, behind the curtain. About how, you know, none of this is real. Does being faster or stronger really matter about my body in this place? And that there are no limits if you can just, you know, accept the nature of reality or unreality in this case.
Mm-hmm.
And you move faster than you ever have.
Turn into one of those clouds with arms and legs randomly sticking out?
Practically.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
And you're just borderline blur. You're up there with the most talented martial artists in the world as you... manage to leap up from being prone by, you know, rolling back on your hands and then jumping with them.
Uh-huh.
That was a great description.
Uh-huh.
And then you just throwing people into each other. You're breaking arms. You're breaking noses.
Smashing
and shoving them
faces
up into brain pans.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time you get there, Shades,
Rio
saved herself.
Nice.
Damn right.
Now you two duck behind the same column as the last group of guards across the lobby from you starts firing. You aren't quite home free yet.
Of course not.
I'm going to snatch a potion of fireball off of one of the guards' belts and then chuck it down at the other, one of the dead guards' belts, and chuck it down at the
You chuck this man's non-regulation explosive off of his belt and throw it. Make a dexterity check. Are you going to aim it right? Or are you going to pull a Vons?
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Adam will be happy to hear that.
I think I did all right.
Buddy, but I keep hearing about a friendly fire incident.
I think I did all right. I think I got a 15.
Prime or not prime?
Not prime.
You go and it arcs, but it comes up a little short and they duck behind columns. Flame dramatically washes around them, but they are fine.
Uh-oh.
They take the moment to reload. They look super cool. And then they continue firing at you. You're going to get a cover bonus, but they will make attack rolls. I should have discarded the cover bonus before I rolled. You are both fine. They shoot wide. But all right, what are you going to do? You're running out of weapons. Or, Shades, you still have two pairs of weapons, but you can only use them in pairs.
Right. Naturally.
So, Trio, you can be armed if you wish.
Give me a set.
What do the wands look like that each of you are wielding? Do they rapid fire? Are they just big and powerful?
They're small, but they fire fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Both of you make attack rolls. Unless you want to do something fancy to try.
We're gonna time it so we go at it exactly the same time.
That would look super cool.
Look really cool together, and also like it's more violence coming at them all at once.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a 25.
I got a 22.
A wall of pure violence, by which I mean wand shots, flies across this lobby, smashes into the remaining guards. You look super cool, even though, Shades, you are kind of have one leg just sort of dragging behind you, but you manage to both lunge out at the same time. You turn it into a lunge. That's why it looks so good.
Yeah.
So you all fire.
I limp awesome.
And then you have taken down all the guards for now, but you know that the alarm has been sent and that reinforcements of the military variety could be coming at any moment.
Yeah. We grab our bag and we go to the elevator.
All right.
Yes. Looking very cool and collected.
Yeah. I'm gonna rearm my wands from all this wand strewn around the... Well, A, from the bag, and B, from just all the ones strewn around the
room. You stock back up, and then you go, and the last thing left in your duffel... Because you packed perfectly. You're amazing at this. Uh-huh. You only take what you need on the trip. Yeah. But,
I bring any spare socks. I have no spare socks, but...
Well, if you're here that long, there might be a bit of a problem. Plus, you can probably buy socks.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is... No, wait. This is the peak of human civilization, not the dystopian hellscape outside. So, yeah, you can definitely buy socks. That's the mark of a good civilization.
Yeah, but they're polyester.
Sorry. I just think the true enemy is microplastics. It's a nothing thought. Here we are. Joke shrapnels, we like to call it. All right. So all you have left in the bottom of the stuffle is your bomb, which you could use to damage the lobby in such a way to make reinforcements hard for you to follow, as long as you can find a different way to get up the elevator. Or perhaps send the elevator back down in some sort of fancy fashion.
Probably from the cutting the ropes that carry it up.
Yeah. That sound good to you, Trio?
That sounds good to me.
You arm the bomb. Always
good. Yeah. Arm it. Yep. Set it.
Arm the bomb.
How do you arm it? What? How do we envision a... Oh, is it just like maybe a crystal run thing?
There's a couple dials. Yeah.
Yeah.
Crystal positions. And then it's set to drain. So when... It rapidly drains the control crystals, so when they run out, the bomb goes off.
That makes sense. Logic.
Yeah. As we all know, this is how bombs work on the ice. Firmly established previously.
Yeah.
A side eye from a lizard, which is impressive. All right, and you go and you climb on top of the elevator, and you secure yourself to the cable, Shades, and then Trio. You can put your arms around him to feel secure.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we're going to go up real fast. So, yeah.
Yes. And you go and you shoot off the cable's anchor.
But first, I say something.
What do you say?
Bend the spoon with your hands. And I shoot it.
Gex buries his notably large eyes in his hands. Then, casually licks one of them before saying, okay. You shoot up the shaft as the bomb plunges down the shaft and it hits the bottom and you hear it explode. And the lobby, which was already going to be the cause of a nightmarish insurance claim, suddenly has its claims violated because there was a specific exception for bomb damage and they'll never prove otherwise. And you fly up towards the roof, which is the next part of your plan. And take five, everybody. That's where we'll pick up after our break.
Oh, yeah, cool. Okay.
Yeah. Jesse's kid's got to pee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to be tired.
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. Follow us on social media. You can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter at primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our dankest, blazest posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Troll Lord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Aaron. Thanks, Aaron. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute. I never noticed how bizarre all of the wine jug sizes are. I knew some of the weird ones.
Oh, yeah. Some of them are.
But I didn't know.
Some of them are absolutely bonkers. Like, they don't make any sense.
They just get real obscure references.
Yeah.
And biblical.
Yeah.
All biblical. Actually, all biblical.
Are we talking shit about naming conventions? And
For wine sizes? Wine container sizes,
like the really big ones get just absolutely
so you have a standard.
No sense.
You have the standard, which is the regular one that you normally get. Then you have the liter. You have a magnum, like what champagne often comes in. Then the Marie Jean, the double magnum, the Jeroboam, the Rehoboam. Those are both named after biblical kings. The Mackenzie, the Imperial, the Methuselah, the Salmanazar, the Balthazar, then the Nebuchadnezzar, which is why I actually thought of this, because I wanted to see what we should have named our ship going off of wine jugs. But then Melchior, Solomon, Sovereign, Primat or Goliath, and then Melchizedek or Midas.
Melchizedek?
Sure.
You know, probably if I was looking at this list, I would know how to pronounce all of those because, yeah, most of those are biblical.
Oh, they all are. I mean, it gives the references on the right
Oh.
of the list I'm looking at.
Yeah, I mean.
Anyway, sorry.